In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
There are lots of skills when I improved here. And to be honest, to choose one of these things is very, very difficult.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
Red Bull Basement University is a great opportunity for us. We've learned so much in the last 2 days. It's been jam-packed. We've met lots of friends and gotten to visit Toronto, which is an incredible opportunity. Before I came to Red Bull University Toronto, I expected that there'd be lots of people and the countries would be quite reserved, but I found that everyone is very engaging, very collaborative, and super easy to get along. I'm Maria. I'm in Toronto with Red Bull Basement University.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Women in Tech podcast featuring women in tech around the world. We are 100 countries strong. So excited to be here with Red Bull Basement University in Toronto. And we have our next Women in Tech. So hyped. Hello.
Hello.
So go ahead. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
My name is Kate. I'm from Russia.
And what is your project about?
Our project is all about our house of residence. It's called DAS. And the name of our project, as you know, CyberDAS. We want to do our dormitory more digital and more comfortable for student livings.
Your dormitories.
Yeah. And the main problem of our dormitory is a long, long queue when we are checking in our dormitory. So this summer, we decided to solve this problem. And we created a website when people can online register. And it allows them not staying in a line, but register in their rooms, maybe.
And we have one of your teammates sitting in here who's also going to be featured on the show. Did you guys meet here at Red Bull Basement University in Toronto, or did you meet back in Russia?
We have met with Anastasia in our university. We are studying both at biology faculty of Lomonosov Moscow State University. And I and Anastasia live in one dormitory.
And what has it been like being here at this program? What have you learned so far?
It is a very difficult question because there are lots of skills when I improved here. And to be honest, to choose one of these things is very, very difficult. I think that it was very useful to speak with global mentors that gave us lots of useful advices about our project, about our development, and so on.
Did you have mentorship opportunities before coming here with Red Bull Basement University?
Yeah, thanks a lot for our Russian team of Red Bull, because they prepared for us very, very, very cool incubation period. It was in Skolkovo. It is a Russian innovation center in Moscow, and in the Mail.ru group. The Russian Red Bull team has organized lots of meeting with mentors, with Russian mentors and with global mentors. And as a result, we have changed our project almost all.
So the mentorship opportunity and learning how to become the best leader, the best founder, all started back with the support of Red Bull in Russia before you even came here. It's kind of incredible.
Yes. I'm very excited and I'm waiting tomorrow pitch and I'm very nervous, to be honest.
When did you first become interested in technology?
Maybe in my childhood, because my parents presented me lots of interesting toys.
Very cool. What would you say is a huge obstacle you've successfully overcome and how did you overcome it?
Maybe to contact with new people. And I overcame this problem thanks for my university because we had lots of self-presentations during our studying.
And how can people connect with you further? I know in Russia you don't have LinkedIn. Are you on Facebook or is it Instagram? What's the best way to reach out and say hello?
I think in Instagram.
Instagram? What is your Instagram handle?
Cyberdas underscore MSU.
MSU.
Yeah, Moscow State University.
And do you have a personal one as well?
Catherine underscore AST.
Perfect. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. Has this been your first podcast?
Yeah.
That's so cool. The first of many. And what is your favorite tech tool, hardware, website, mobile app?
My favorite app, I think ВКонтакте. It is a Russian favorite social work.
What's it called?
Social network. ВКонтакте. In a contact.
And it's kind of like Facebook,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Russian.
Yeah, I remember that. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. To connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye. My name is Kate Astakhova. My company is CyberDas. CyberDas does our dormitory more comfortable. We are based in Moscow, Russia. You are listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come. The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Adam Carroll.
Show notes by Carl Marty.
And music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.